Biologists from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Bucknell University, and the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department transported 30 little brown bats from caves in Vermont and New York to a decommissioned military bunker in northern Maine. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service endangered species biologist Susie Van Ottingen explains that the artificial hibernacula had been prepared to replicate cave conditions, in part to determine what factor habitat plays in the spread of the disease.
The other was to give researchers another avenue of exploring treatment. As far as creating new habitat or replacing habitat, I can't say that just moving them to a clean site is an answer to some of our problems, but it may be a step in the right direction. The next step for us to do is, can we get rid of any fungus that's in there? If we can treat the bunker, then perhaps we can provide places for bats to return to that have either no or very small fungal loads that maybe will increase their survivability.
Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department bat biologist Scott Darling notes that all the bats placed in the bunker were infected, but scientists hoped a clean environment would aid survival rates.
We learned that it can work, although about one-third of the animals survived, and we really would have liked to have seen a higher survival rate. We need to take a look at that process and to see ways that we can improve it.
In March, biologists collected the bats from the bunker, and Scott Darling says the 9 that survived were returned to their original caves.
A big question is, are these animals resistant to this disease? And if, in fact, we demonstrate that they are, then those are special bats, and we should not be manipulating them and moving them around and disturbing them in the winter. And that's really one of our biggest hopes. But if they are not resistant, then that's why we have to fall back to something as a last resort that maybe just worked on a temporary basis, which is this captive management effort that we do.
Center for Biological Diversity Northeast Conservation Advocate Molly Madison has been tracking the spread of white nose syndrome. She reports that it has moved west to Missouri and south to the largest gray bat colony in the world in Alabama. She says it's vital that researchers think creatively to find solutions.
It could inform us about what's happening in natural caves, but we also can't think that we're going to be able to take wild cave ecosystems and make them into essentially like military bunker environments, because there's a lot of other organisms that live in caves.
Scott Darling says the bunker experiment, referred to as a Noah's Ark strategy, is thought by some to be a last-ditch effort to save bat species.
I was very desperate. We continue to lose bats here from the disease in Vermont, and I was willing to take this bold effort, among others, to just see what we can learn by moving bats into a bunker. And yes, I refer to this as a Noah's Ark strategy because it is really something that can work perhaps on a temporary basis and just to buy us some time until we can find a treatment or determine that these bats are in fact resistant to the fungus.
The Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department cites data from the journal Science, which reports bats generate an estimated $3.7 billion a year in benefits to North American agriculture through insect pest control and crop pollination. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.